It's a new year for the DTC, and the company recently announced its 2017-2018 season. What can people expect?
People in Delaware can expect another great five-show season, four of the five shows which are regional or world premieres. So we're continuing this idea that our patrons here in Delaware and the Brandywine Valley can enjoy shows here at the Delaware Theater Company that they'll never have experienced somewhere else.
And you mentioned those few regional premieres and world premieres. So this is the first time anybody in the Mid-Atlantic is going to see some of these shows, probably.
Absolutely. And we'll start our season with our world premiere, which is a musical version of Ray Bradbury's Something Wicked This Way Comes. It's been adapted into a play before, but this is the first time it will be adapted into a musical. And this specific entity will continue our tradition of developing new work for Broadway or off-Broadway transfers. This show is being developed here with the idea that there is a further life for it.
So it's kind of like the minor leagues and Broadway being the major leagues, if we're going to use that metaphor.
Absolutely. And this is a bit of the new reality of developing a new Broadway musical, is instead of the commercial producers putting in a ton of money in order to tour it around the country, they now come to regional houses such as Delaware Theater Company or someone a little further south of us, the Signature Theater Company in Arlington, Virginia. They go to these regional theaters, which have a significant subscriber base and already have marketing departments, where they trust the artistic director enough to say, here's our production, now let's see what it's like if you put it on. And the hope, obviously, is that that artistic director and that production that's developed is the production that moves to Broadway. That's our end goal.
And this isn't the first time this has been attempted. There have been previous kind of minor league shows that that you guys have had that went to Broadway, right?
Correct. So we started this vision back in 2015 with a new musical called Because of Winn-Dixie, which actually transferred down to Alabama Shakespeare Festival in the last few months. And the belief is that that production that they continue developing down there will be the one to move. This season that we're in right now, we developed a few shows with this idea. Naturally, we had Diner by Sheryl Crow last year, which broke 38-year box office records for us. And this year, we developed Warren Adler's The War of the Roses as a new play with its eyes set for Broadway. And quite recently, we transferred our February production of White Guy on the Bus by a Philadelphia playwright, Bruce Graham, off-Broadway to 59 East 59th Street, where it's currently running for another 4 weeks.
So what else can you tell us about Something Wicked This Way Comes? We touched that. It's a Bradbury story, and it's been adapted to a play before, but how is that going to translate into a musical?
I think that's the fantastic part, is that because we're still in development of it, there's still so much that's up in the air. So we have a script. We have a score. We know both the book and the music writer, Neil Bartram and Brian Hill. And so we look forward to welcoming them back. We actually produced one of their shows in our 2013-2014 season. But Something Wicked This Way Comes, based on the Ray Bradbury novel, is about a small town where a mysterious carnival comes to town. And specifically in that carnival, there is this merry-go-round where when it goes one way, you get older. When it goes reverse, you get younger. It's a perfect kind of coming-of-age story about these two young boys and how they come into the reality of what the real world is. And so I think this is going to be perfect for kids of all ages. You know, obviously with Bradbury, he's in curriculum, so many of students may have already read the book. And what a great way to kind of continue that literary journey than to see something come to life on stage. And so they've actually just contracted an illusionist, so there'll be some magic that's happening on stage, as well as the production quality that audiences have come to expect from the Delaware Theater Company.
Something Wicked This Way Comes, that starts in September, runs through October of 2017. But in November, you've got something pretty ambitious, I'd say, the complete works of William Shakespeare, and that's abridged. How are you going to shove 37 plays into around 90 minutes?
I think this is one of my favorite shows. It's actually, I think, one of the first shows I saw as a student up at the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival. This is a show written by three gentlemen, and it's a two-act show. So without ruining anything, I can tell you that all 36 plays get shoved into the first act, and in the final act, we only deal with one, which I think is always my favorite. And so It is absurd, it's crazy, but it's something that's so accessible and fun in the holiday season when I think we all just need a really great laugh.
You have another regional premiere called Heisenberg that starts next February, and now it's not a Breaking Bad musical or anything, right? It's a kind of a London set comedy.
It is, correct. So Heisenberg, which actually was just done as a development piece, much like it is that we're trying to do here at the Manhattan Theater Club, starring Mary Louise Parker, and it transferred to Broadway shortly after MTC developed it. And so this will be, we are the first regional theater that has contracted this play after it's come off of Broadway. And I think what we really enjoy about Heisenberg is that it is a play that is very much focused on the text and the actors. There's very little that has to be built design-wise on stage for this show. In fact, I'm pretty certain that the design just includes two tables and chairs. And it's a really great return of focus onto some really great playwriting and some really fantastic acting. And so a play like Heisenberg, which deals with the Heisenberg uncertainty effect, it's kind of that great piece for our subscribers or for that theater goer who really likes an intellectual night out. This is a piece that returns us to focusing just on really great playwriting instead of huge productions.
What else can people expect in the 2017-2018 season?
To rewind a little bit, in October of this year, we'll be doing a regional premiere of a new play called Dare to be Black, which is written and performed by Tommy Moore. And it is the historical story of the Jack Johnson story. Jack Johnson was a famous boxer who was actually arrested and persecuted for having a white girlfriend in the civil rights time period. And so before Muhammad Ali, before Sugar Ray Leonard, there was Jack Johnson. And this one-man show really will allow us to experience his quest for equality and has never really seemed more timely than it is right now. You know, Tommy has worked on this play for a few years. We're actually excited to share that we'll be doing a small presentation of it this summer down at the new African American Museum. Bud Martin, our artistic director, will be directing the show. And I think this is just a really great way to continue the conversations that we started having with White Guy on the Bus here at Delaware Theater Company. And these shows, like Dare to be Black, allow us as a community to come through and talk about either any progress that we've made since stories like this have come to truth, or any work that needs to be done to make our community a more equal place.
Andy Truscott, thanks for your time.